If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Well, how are you? It's spring. You know that first day of spring thing? It like happened. And then there's like a nor'easter up in the Northeast. That's why it would be called a nor'easter. My son Kyle's up there, totally snowed in. Just, you know, he's got two young kids. Kids are loving it. They go out and play in the snow. Mom's not loving it all that much. Dad, you know, my son, he's not loving it all that much. And it's spring. They want to be out, you know, they want to be out chasing butterflies. And, you know, that kind of thing. That's what they want to be doing, and so do many of you. And as a matter of fact, as I record this on Thursday in West Central Florida, oh, by the way, this is Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross, your chief geek. As I record this on Thursday evening, I will tell you that it was chilly here today. I have no idea what the temperature was, no idea whatsoever at all, but it was windy and chilly, and it was a cold wind, and it was a very, very, very cold wind. And I got a video in the mail from one of my listeners. Yes, I don't know. There was a radio talk show host here locally for years. Her name was BL. Brenda is her real name. And she referred to listeners as listeners. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I got a video sent to me via email. Now, you know what? I am always freaked out when I get something like that because I have been taught in the computer world that if someone sends you a video and you open it, you could be opening your computer to all kinds of stuff. So me being the careful person that I am, I saw that it was in my Gmail account. My lovely ex-wife, the ex-wife number two, Diane, was over here and she had her laptop. I said, hey, let me borrow your laptop for a minute. I got to check my email. She goes, you got, you know, two computers right there. I said, I want to check. I need to look at it on your laptop. Why? I said, because somebody sent me a video and you have much better sound than I do. She doesn't, but, you know, I said that. And she said, oh, okay. So she hands me her laptop and I open up the video. Thank God it wasn't a virus, you know, so because then Diane would have been mad at me. And I don't like ex-wives being mad at me, especially her, you know, because she's like my best friend. Anyway, this is a lady up in North Georgia, and she did a really good job on this video. She shot it in 4K, and it was of her yard. And guess what she's got? She has mole crickets. I was able to, I called her back. You know what I should have done? I should have recorded the call, but I didn't. I called her and talked to her. She left her phone number. I should have recorded that, and we should have stuck it on the show. But she has mole crickets. And they are tearing up her yard like you would not believe. And she wanted to know what the solution was. And I said, this time of year, it's not, it's real difficult. Let me explain to you about mole crickets and what they are. Mole crickets are working their way north. We have mole crickets all over Florida. We're now having them all over the North Georgia. I've heard tell of them in Tennessee. I've heard tell of them in Kentucky. I have heard tell of them in, all over the place, in the eastern part of the United States, and also in a section of Missouri, for crying out loud. mole crickets are, they look like regular crickets on steroids. That's about the only thing I can say. They look like these regular crickets have gone to see the illegal guy and gotten steroids. They're about an inch to an inch and a half long, some of them. There are several types of mole crickets. The most popular, is that a popular thing? Is called the tawny mole cricket. The tawny mole cricket made its way to the United States, believe it or not, through North Carolina on a ship that went into port in North Carolina. And from there, it was shipped in a, in, I'm trying to remember now, I heard the whole story. Oh, it was landscape timbers. And they embedded themselves near the landscape timbers, and they were sent to Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, from North Carolina, where they promptly took up residence and started growing from there. Now, the interesting thing about the tawny mole crickets is they, like I say, they look like mole crickets. They've got these giant paws in the front that they dig in the ground with. Thus, they're called mole crickets. And they dig down there, and they're, believe it or not, in that those arms, that those front paws, they have an ear. They actually listen through that. And they tunnel into the ground. And this time of year, what is happening, and what is happening to that nice lady in North Georgia, is the female mole crickets are in doing what is called mating flights. The male mole cricket mates with the female mole cricket, and then the male mole cricket dies, and I'm not going to go into detail here on a family radio show, but he dies a what can only be described as an absolutely horrendously horrible death. Although I understand they feel no pain, but still, the very thought of it. But anyway, at which point, they just die, and they fall to the ground and die, and birds come and eat them. The female mole crickets then tunnel into the ground, and that's where you notice them. They fly into your yard, and they start digging into the ground and tunneling. And as they're tunneling, they're laying eggs all through the tunnel as they go. And boy, they can tear up a yard fast. Now, they're not eating anything now. They're all done eating. All they're doing is laying eggs. So killing them now is really, really difficult because with insecticides, because these are adult mole crickets and they have wings on their back, and the wings cover the entire back part of the mole cricket. So if you spray an insecticide on there, the wing actually protects the mole cricket from the insecticide. But here's the good news. After she is done laying her eggs, she dies. Okay? And then you have those eggs that are sitting around. Now, let's talk about what happens next. What happens next is about anywhere from 45 days to 2 months later, those eggs start hatching out into little tiny baby mole crickets. Mole crickets have what is called a gradual metamorphosis. That means that the baby mole cricket looks just like a big mole cricket, except it's tiny. And it doesn't have wings. It has wing pads. So that makes it very easy to kill the mole cricket. Now, I told this lady, I said, you want to do nothing now because anything you do, you're just going to be spreading a lot of insecticide. You're not going to kill the mole crickets because the mole crickets are going to die anyway. But what you want to do is in about 45 days from now, you want to put a good granular insecticide on your yard and water it in to take care of the baby mole crickets that are hatching out because they do not have wings. They have wing pads. So any good insecticide, any good granular insecticide, and one I like is the Bayer, and look for imidacloprid as part of the active ingredients. Does a really good job. You put that granule down on the lawn, water it in immediately, water it in real well immediately, and the little tiny baby mole crickets will die. Now, if you don't do this, what happens is the little tiny baby mole crickets hatch out, and you don't notice anything until about June. And in June, they start eating like crazy, and they eat grass roots. They also get into ornamental plants, you know, into the roots of shrubbery. They're a real problem in commercial nurseries because they, you know, the mommies fly into potted plants and lay their eggs there, and they hatch out in the potted plants, and they destroy the potted plants. But they just, once they start eating the grass, you're going to see large chunks of grass just die out. They're all, it's just going to die out, and there ain't no fixing it. Grass is dead. It's dead, Jim. So you have to replant. And the longer you wait, the more those wings pad or those wing pads develop into wings. And as they develop into wings, it makes it harder for the insecticides to work. So earlier is better, and before they start eating is better. But once they start eating, you definitely got to pile the insecticide on there and water it in really, really well to kill off the mole crickets. Because if you don't kill off the mole crickets will kill off your yard. Mole crickets are not native to the United States. So they get here and they look for strange things to eat, and they just happen to love grass. They love grass roots, and they will eat the grass roots and destroy your, I mean, they eat the grass roots, then the grass is dead. I've gone out into yards where the mole crickets have been eating in there, and you just kick it with your foot and there's nothing there. Just the dead grass just rolls over and there's bare dirt. So that is how we control the mole crickets. So I hope that taught you something. And if you see something like that, if you're seeing tunneling now, lots of tunneling now, do nothing, absolutely nothing. But in about 2 months, if you're seeing a lot of tunneling now, then I want you to do a general insecticide with a good granule. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564.
That's 800-296-1564.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. Well, hi, everyone. How are you? My name is Michael Gross. I'm your affable, wonderful host. Yeah, it's me, Michael, the Chief Geek. And here to talk about, you know, gardening stuff. And this isn't really gardening stuff, but I'm my phone's like blowing up and my email's blowing up. It's kind of a pest control question, which seems to be all I'm getting here lately is pest control questions. And this one is about fleas in the yard. And, you know, what's the best way to get rid of fleas in the yard? My dog has fleas. Well, you know, how do I get rid of fleas in the yard? You don't. Okay. You don't and you do. And I have pest control operators, when I talk about this, get really mad at me because they don't agree with me. Well, you know what? I'm right. They're wrong. I spent a number of years in the flea business. I owned a company that manufactured a once-a-year flea control powder. We had an EPA registration, everything. And, you know, we sold millions of dollars worth of this stuff. And then it all ended. It all ended abruptly because newer technology came out and basically put us out of business. Well, and that was fine. You know, it was a good run. We did well and blah, blah, blah. But I know a lot about fleas. And if you have fleas in your yard, they're getting on your pet. And if they're getting on your pet, they're coming into the house because your dog, Bob the dog, you have a dog named Bob? You have a beagle. Let's pretend you have a beagle named Bob. Bob the beagle. Bob's out in the yard, and he's wandering around, or you've taken him for a walk, and one flea jumped on Bob. Just one flea. Well, that's how we're going to go with. We're going to go with one flea on Bob the beagle. Bob the beagle is wandering around. What's that flea going to do? That flea's going to crawl into Bob's fur and just get right down there, probably, you know, on the belly where there's not a lot of fur, you know, someplace where he can get in there where it's nice and soft. And that flea is going to, it has piercing, sucking mouth parts, this flea does. It's going to inject its little thingy into Bob the beagle and suck out some of Bob the beagle's blood. Yeah, that's gross. And Bob the beagle does not like that. Okay, because that's a flea bite, and you know, is what it's called. Although it's not really a bite, it's more of an injection. And soon after doing that, guess what that flea is going to do? That flea is going to lay 15 to 30 eggs right on Bob the beagle. And he's out in the yard, you know, or, you know, whatever. Those flea eggs are going. Well, then Bob the beagle is going to come in, and you're going to sit down to watch your favorite television show. And Bob the beagle, who basically runs the house, is going to, you know, either lay down next to the sofa or next to your chair, or, you know, better yet for Bob the beagle, Bob the beagle is going to jump up on the sofa. And guess what happens? Those 15 to 30 eggs are going to fall off of Bob the beagle, and they're going to fall off on your carpeting or your hardwood floor or your sofa or your throw rug or whatever. That's what's going to happen. Well, those 15 to 30 eggs. By the way, we're just talking about one flea here. And you know that there's more than one fleas. But we're just going with the one flea. Got that? Okay, pay attention. This gets harder. It doesn't really. Those eggs lay around in there in the house, and they hatch out. And they hatch out into little tiny larvae. Okay? And those little tiny larvae eat organic matter in your carpeting and in your sofa. You know, all the stuff that's underneath the cushion. You know, dried blood from you. You know, all that good type of stuff. That's what the flea larva eats. And you never see it because they're tiny little worms, but they're really gross. And then they go into a cocoon. They go into what's called a pupa stage. And that pupa stage then lays there for a while, and then Bob the Beagle wanders around breathing, and the carbon dioxide comes floating out of Bob the Beagle's nose as, you know, he's wandering around. And as soon as it touches those pupas emerge as adult fleas. You have 15 to 30 brand-new adult fleas, and guess what they do? They're right on top of Bob the Beagle taking blood meals. To 15 to 30 adult fleas jumping on Bob the Beagle taking a blood meal. And then each one of those 15 to 30 are going to lay 15 to 30 eggs. And, you know, the story just goes on. And the next thing you know, you got fleas everywhere. Now, this happens in the house. It also happens out in the yard, but it doesn't happen in the grass. It only happens in the yard. None of this can, everything that I just talked about doesn't happen outside except for in areas that are pure dirt or pure sand. Like if there's an area next to your house where dogs lie, and I see this, I'm in yards every day, okay? I'm in yards every day. And people who have dogs, the dogs go outside and they lay down and there's no grass there. It's just bare grass. That is where the dogs lay down, those flea eggs drop, and the larvae love the soil because there's all this organic matter in the soil, and that the whole thing, you know, happens outside as well. So how do we solve this problem, both inside and outside? Well, outside, you know, I mean, well, let's talk about that kind of stuff in a few moments. The first thing you got to understand, the first thing you got to realize is that if you want to get rid of fleas, you got to get rid of the fleas on the dog or the cat. You have to solve the problem there. And there are products that you can do that with. Do not think the little, you know, $3.99 flea collar is going to work because it's not. Do not think that the flea shampoo is going to work because it is not. What's going to work, you know, what put me out of business with our once-a-year flea control powder that we put into carpeting was Bayer came out with Advantage to put on the pet. And it killed all of the fleas on the pet and stopped the whole cycle right there. And once you took care of the fleas on the fleas in the house died off very quickly because they kept going for the pet. And once they got on the pet was already treated and the pet died. Or the pet didn't die. I'm sorry. That was terrible. The fleas died and everything was good. And the pet was happy. And you were happy. And everything was happy. Dog went outside, laid down in that dirt. Fleas jumped on them out there, you know, they died right away because the dog was protected or the cat was protected, wherever you put it. Now, a lot of people suggest that you spray the house and you spray out in the yard. I don't suggest that. I suggest taking care of the pet. That's the good news. The bad news is Advantage and all of these things aren't working as well as they used to work. They used to work really well, and now they're not. The pills are what's working well. Here's the one I use. I use and I recommend, and I have no financial connection to these people at all. And you have to get it from your vet. It's called Comfortis. It's a pill. My son's cat got fleas when another cat came to visit his apartment. Fleas terrible. We went and got him Comfortis. The cat ate the Comfortis. It's a pill. It was not easy to get the cat to eat the pill, but he did. And we sat there on his sofa. He has a leather sofa, and the cat was sitting there, and the fleas were jumping off of the cat and dying on the sofa. That's how well it works. So that is how you solve the flea control. You treat the pet, and the fleas all go away. Now the pest control people who are now mad at me, who want to spray your yard in the inside of your house, sorry. You're listening to Ask the Vet.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
Oh man, guess what's coming up? All kinds of stuff is coming up. Earth Day is coming up. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Mike Prose, your chief geek, and now let's just keep going. Guess what else is coming up? We talked about it on the show last year. National Nude Gardening Day is coming up. Remember we had a guest last year, a delightful lady who I really liked. I didn't know what to expect, but she was a good sport. And she was really, really wonderful and funny. And then I found out she had a more serious side. Besides, you know, gardening nude, she's a nudist. She also has a charity for breast cancer awareness where she paints pictures, paintings. And she has women come in to do this. She puts on workshops for women to come in and paint pictures. I've seen pictures of the pictures. I haven't seen the pictures themselves, but I've seen pictures of the pictures where they, how can I say this delicately? They use their boobs. Let's just say it. Okay. I'm sorry. That's the only thing. They slather paint all over it. And then they use those to paint the paintings. And you know, when I heard about that, I said, how stupid is that? I mean, how really stupid is that? And I don't mean to be moralistic or whatever, but it just sounded really dumb. And then she sent me a bunch of pictures of the finished products and the fact that she had breast cancer survivors that were there empowering themselves, making these paintings. And I have to tell you, I was like, I'm really getting into art. My daughter's an artist. I collect art. And I would love to get one of those. I haven't yet. But, you know, they're really cool. And I'm very impressed. And then they have shows and they sell this artwork as fundraisers. And it's just really cool. And I would like to add one of those to my collection. But, you know, it was that good. And she was just, you know, I was very impressed with her for that aspect of things. But, you know, I don't really see the sense of Nude Gardening Day. But I guess what happens? The email pops up, and what do I get? I get, why nudists want you to raise awareness for Earth Day. Kissimmee, Florida, March 19th, 2018. Earth Day 2018 has its form in plastic pollution. And the American Association for Nude Recreation is an organization long known for promoting the natural life. It is compelled to share with you a few interesting, conscientious-raising, and little-known facts about this Earth Day, which is April 22nd. Number one, I didn't know this, by the way, but I shall carry on. Polyester, a plastic found in most every wardrobe, in T-shirts, dresses, jeans, suits, sweat-wicking athletic wear, and even undergarments. Why not the naturalists give a little help to Mother Earth by paring down your closet? The number of garments that the world consumes is a growing ecological issue in energy necessary to produce, and once out of fashion, the inability of polyester fiber clothing to biodegrade, which puts an added strain on the environment. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But I'm going to tell you something. If you see a picture of me with clothes on, trust me when I tell you, you don't want to see me naked. But anyway, we will carry on, okay? We will carry on. And by the way, the lady that was on the show last year invited me to come out and hang out at the nudist resort. And I mean, she was so pleasant, and I never did. All right, number two. Take your clothes off at home and feel more comfortable. Free of restrictive garments, you'll also save on laundry work this way. Typical electric clothes washers and dryers generate 5 pounds of CO2 per washer-dryer cycle. Given it is used in an average of 4 times a week, well, when I was raising kids, it was used every day, sometimes twice a day. That's 20 pounds a week, or 80 pounds a month, or 960 pounds of CO2 a year per household. Yeah, it was more than that with my house. I had, you know, a wife. I had three kids. I had a crazy dog. But anyway, a typical nudist family will use the washer and dryer about half of that. Within the American Association of Nude Regulation membership rules, that is a collective savings of 24 million pounds of CO2 per year. Well, isn't that amazing? Number three, think about housekeeping and exercising in the nude. You sweat less, you don't dirty clothing, you keep the air conditioner bills lower because you're not wearing clothes, and the clothes washing down too. And the Sun Belt, by turning up the central air conditioning thermostat 1 degree, you can cut fuel consumption by as much as 10%. And it's exciting until, you know, the Jehovah's Witness knock on the door, you know, and you're butt naked. I'm old. Running one's dishwasher produces approximately 2 pounds of CO2. Hand washing dishes is no better. That we use about 15 gallons of heated water, which is the almost 3 pounds of CO2 per dishwashing. So wait until the dishwasher is full to run it. AANR resorts have restaurants equipped with energy-saving dishwashers, and when coupled with the efficient use, reduces the washer's carbon by 25%. Well, bully for them. Need to get away? Take a naycation! A what? A naycation! And that's a registered trademark, by the way. Vacation, a clothing optional getaway. Remember, luggage kills fuel economy, which is one reason why checking in on the airplane will cost you. You don't need more than a carry-on for a naycation vacation. You should travel light on road trips, too. Did you know that an extra 100 pounds in your vehicle reduces your car's fuel economy by 2%? Those taking a naycation, where'd that word come from? That's just so weird. Vacation, you're able to pack less and travel more. The AANR, that's the American Association of Nudist Recreation, I guess, affiliated lodging facilities are extremely affordable, with 200 clubs, campgrounds, and resorts to choose from in the U.S. and Canada and Mexico and internationally. There are bound to be one right near you. Believe it or not, I happen to live in the nudist capital of the world, Pasco County. I don't live in Pasco County, but it's like right next door. And there's like 10 nudist camps like right there. Let's see. So there's a whole bunch of them near me. But, you know, like I said, if you saw a picture of me with my clothes on, trust me when I tell you, you don't want to see me without them. But anyway, I wear dark clothing. You know why? It slims you. Despite all the damage caused by the environment, by man, most of it is reversible. As a conscious custodians, we can restore habitats and return species to them, clean rivers, renovate buildings, replenish topsoil, and replant forests. Many nudists are closely connected to and get eagerly involved in the preservation of our nation's beaches, parks, and other natural resources. They're also committed to reducing their personal impact on the Earth's resources. To find an AANR club near you and to learn about the upcoming environmentalist activities plan, please visit AANR.com/AANR-clubs. How about that? That's nice. I'm going to check out the website in a little bit when, you know, nobody's here. That's nice. And I got to tell you, my experience with that nice lady last year, I was very impressed with her and very impressed with, you know, I got a lot of emails from people after doing that show thanking me very much for putting that information about naked gardening out there. I got a lot of stuff out there in my yard that if I was out, well, number one, if I was out in my front yard naked, the neighbors would be calling the cops. Now, the backyard, I got a 6-foot privacy fence. But, you know, if you've ever met me, I'm a very fair-skinned, Nordic-looking guy. And I can do about, you know, when I go to the beach, I can do about 10 minutes on each side, and then I'm done. Otherwise, I burn like crazy. And I haven't been to the beach in a million years. But they say that it's good for you, the vitamin D. But I had Truman Burst, or the herbologist guy, says you don't want to do more than 10 minutes on each side a couple of times a week, and you get all the vitamin D you need. But, you know, if that's what you want to do, God bless you. You know, maybe we'll go on a naycation. I can't wait. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. Take your clothes off on Earth Day. Why not? Because we're here. Take care.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Is this the year of reinvention? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I am reinventing my life. I just sold a house. It's gone. I have to move. Don't have a place to move yet. I'm looking for a condo to move into. Are you believing that? I'm only going to be here for a year, and then I am moving south. I am moving south of here, considerably south of here, like, you know, a couple hundred miles south of here. And in an undisclosed location. And here's one of the things is as you go and you reinvent yourself, we've been making several trips down there to look for land. And I found three beautiful building lots. And I put an offer in on them. And the offer, what I thought, was accepted. And I, you know, threw down money, you know. And the whole object was, stay here for a year, wrap things up, finish cooking my son. I have a 22-year-old. He's not quite cooked. He will be cooked within. I have five kids. The youngest is 22, and he works for me. He's not quite totally cooked. If you've raised kids, you know what I'm talking about. He needs a little bit more time in the oven, as they say. But get him cooked and get that wrapped up, and then head down there to the property, rent a house down there, or something, or a motor home, or something, and build on one of those lots. That was the initial plan. Well, now I just find out today that they, after they, you know, verbally accepted the offer, and I had the money, give them the money, we're going to be done, right? You know, just own land. I gave them what they wanted. Well, I guess it turned into a bidding war and nobody told me. And somebody offered them more money and they took the more money and they left me out, which makes me mad because I like the lots. I had been making plans on the lots. I just, you know, pretty much had that all set up. And that's where I was going to go. And I would have two extra lots to do stuff on with plants and stuff like that. You know, I had this all set up. And now I have to readjust, but it's okay. Still need to move out of here, move into, I'm looking for a condo here locally or a house, but probably a condo. And I'll put all of my lawn equipment in storage and but just go and finish cooking the son and wrap up all the business stuff here that I gotta wrap up here, because I got a bunch of business stuff that I gotta wrap up here, and then head down there. And that was the plan. And these lots were perfect because they were almost walking distance, a little bit more than walking distance, to some warehouses that I was going to rent for our other business that we run. The ex-wife and I run an eBay business now that is actually taking off quite well. And by the way, if you want to see some of our stuff, go on eBay and look for the Comfy Funk store. And, you know, we're just getting started, you know, learning how to do it. And it's really doing better than I, you know, and it's moving right along. We've got to fine tune that over the next year. But, you know, get that going, but move down there, rent a warehouse to run it out of, because you really can't run it out of your home. It's running out of my home right now. And, you know, luckily nobody lives here except me and my cats, because the whole house, with the exception of my bedroom and part of the living room, is taken up with this eBay business. It started in this room, and then it expanded to Zach's old room, and then it expanded to the dining room, and then half of the living room and the hall. So, you know, got to have a warehouse once we get down there. But anyway, you know, things get thrown in the middle of the frying pan, and I could be depressed and upset about that, or I can say, okay, that's the way it's supposed to be, and now we just move on from there, and we keep going, and we just go on from there, and off we go, and that's fine. We'll readjust, and we will, you know, punt and just keep going. And in the meantime, I am ignoring all the plants in this house because I'm done here. You know, last year I was very meticulous about the yard, had the best looking yard on the street. This year I'm done. I'll be out of here. Well, hopefully within the next month I will be gone out of here. So I will not be doing that. And if I rent a condo, what am I going to do? Because I have to be planting something. And to quote Robin Williams in The Bicentennial Man, when he was confronted with some big challenge, he said, oh, this just won't do. And if I'm living in a condo and I have nothing to plant, the word is, oh, this will not do. So I am already looking at miniature hydroponic herb gardens with lights to put into the house to grow herbs. And no, I'm not going to grow those herbs that you're thinking about, because I don't do those sort of things. I'm talking about basil and, you know, all kinds of fun herbs that I would cook with in the house. So I will have that until I, you know, go and build a house and then go off from there. And, you know, that those whole plans now have changed, because I had found the perfect, you know, spot to do that on, which I will now not get because of somebody's perhaps lack of ethics. I don't know. But, you know, we will make it work. I will find other property down there. Years ago, I found wonderful three-building lots on an island that I bought. And I had plans like you would not believe to move down there. My kids were younger. They were all in school. And we were going to move down there. And I had everything all set and ready to go. And we were very excited about it. And then my sister got sick. And we found out that my sister had the very beginning stages of lung cancer. And I could not move. And I spent 3 years with her on that journey until she passed. And after my sister passed in 1999, still had the property. The property's just sitting there collecting dust as it does. I realized that it was my sister's responsibility to take care of mom. You know, that was and it was something she wanted to do and was going to do, and my sister was no longer here. So that responsibility fell on me because my brother traveled and you know, that sort of thing, and he wasn't available to do that, and I was, and I had a very close relationship with my mom. And so I took on that responsibility until mom passed almost 10 years ago now. So, you know, and here I am, divorced, bought a house, lived here, and now I it's time to fulfill that dream that I've wanted to do. And the lovely ex Mrs. Gross, the second Mrs. Gross, wants to go with me. So why not? We'll figure out a way to make it work. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
The
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.